Egypt has long been a fragmented society, different classes, different neighborhoods and religious groups, people all moving in parallel, but rarely meeting or collaborating.
Until those young people broke through the barriers and brought all the groups together in Tahrir Square.
The youth, they came together, and they did something which the elders could not have done for many, many years, was that they united. They united on making things better for themselves and for their community.
Rizwan Ali of the Islamic Foundation. Young Egyptians have a vision of a new Egypt, but some old specters are rising to haunt them.
Traditionalists, extremists, military brass, ghosts of the past clash with the generation of the future.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 30th. What's happening in Egypt is that story continues to develop. It was not a revolution and then end of story.
Before we look at the nation building going on in Egypt, it's the headlines now and Libya, where it looks more like the Revolutionary War. Rebels are retreating from the oil port of Ras Lanuf this morning. Forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have already retaken the city of Bin Jawad as they slowly reclaim ground previously won by the rebels. A spokeswoman for the rebel forces is calling it a temporary setback, though.
A tactical withdrawal has taken place just to take our troops out of the range of Colonel Gaddafi's militia and mercenaries' troops.
There are reports of NATO planes conducting new airstrikes over the heaviest areas of fighting. With the opposition struggling against Gaddafi's well-trained army, President Obama admits he hasn't ruled out arming the Libyan rebels, but NATO Commander Admiral James Stavridis says intelligence suggests that a small part of the Libyan opposition could include terrorist sympathizers.
We have seen flickers in the intelligence of potential Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah. We've seen different things.
Flickers of cash in this operation. The Pentagon has already spent $550 million on the Libyan mission.
Yesterday, dozens of world leaders met in London. They agreed to impose new sanctions on the Gaddafi regime. They also made plans to map out Libya's future with rebel leaders at an upcoming meeting in Qatar. President Barack Obama says the international effort demonstrates that global security should be maintained in the 21st century.
The United States, right there at the center of it, but not alone. Everybody stepping up, bearing their responsibilities. Carrying the costs.
Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will brief Congress on Libyan policy after she meets with Libya's interim national council. The death toll from a suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Tikrit has risen to more than 50. A photographer for Reuters was among those killed in yesterday's attack. And a suicide bombing at a checkpoint in northwest Pakistan left more than a dozen people dead this morning.
Possible power transfer or not, Myanmar's junta has handed over power to a new so-called civilian government, the latest phase of a transition to democracy. But despite the handover, key figures in the former junta are expected to retain substantial power. And in Japan, officials say that seawater found outside the Fukushima nuclear power plant contains more than 3,000 times the usual amount of radioactive iodine. Some of the measurements are the highest we've seen. And let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,279. The S&P opens at 1,319. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,756.
It's College Acceptance Week, and we are going to continue our focus on colleges by talking today about whether or not going to a historically black colleges ruins your chances or harms them economically after you've graduated. But in a moment, Egypt's military has pushed back democratic elections until September. Are the youth who helped depose Hosni Mubarak now getting pushed to the sidelines? We'll talk in a moment.